welcome to the Evoke Ag podcast, the show where we take a look at the ag tech and food innovations changing the future of farming. Hello and welcome to the Evoke Ag podcast. I'm your host, Steve Honor. This week, we speak with Angus Street, CEO of Auctions Plus, Australia's staple online auction platform for agricultural and livestock sales, and Dan Winson, founder and CEO of Zetify, a wireless networking startup based in Wagga Wagga, where they design and manufacture long-range wireless repeaters. Together, they're changing the way livestock auctions are run, with access to greater connectivity that's helping drive on-farm productivity in the paddock too. The last 12 months have been a challenging year for so many reasons, with enforced restrictions on gatherings. Attending stud sales in person has been a little more challenging than in years gone by. This is where Auctions Plus comes in. Auctions Plus was established way back in 1987, before the internet was available in Australia. Their first sale took place using fax machines and 2 kilometres of telecoms. Now their operation has transformed into the single largest selling livestock marketplace in Australia, a necessity during the pandemic, with over 160,000 unique online visitors each month. Their online marketplace, paired with Zetify's technology, has allowed buyers to participate in live auctions from the comfort of their own office with clearer and faster connections, to really see that prize pool in all its glory. We hope you enjoy their conversation with our Evoke Ag contributor, Lindsay Douglas.
Welcome to Evoke Ag, where we connect the global agri-food tech community. I'm Lindsay Douglas, and today we are discussing connectivity in regional Australia and how innovative technology is helping bridge the digital divide, as well as driving on-farm productivity, efficiencies, and profitability. Well, joining me to discuss in the studio is Angus Street, the CEO of Auctions Plus, Australia's online auction platform for agricultural and livestock sales. This company's had massive growth to the point where they are just part and parcel of digital agricultural commodity sales these days. They also recently struck a deal with Zetify, whose CEO and founder, Dan Winson, is joining us today via Zoom at his headquarters in Wagga Wagga. Zetify designs and manufactures long-range wireless repeaters, and they provide better connectivity for people in rural and remote areas. Well, these two are here today because a recent deal between them is set to benefit a much wider and far more connected audience. Gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us. Dan, I'm going to start with you from your headquarters in Wagga. Tell me, how did you come to meet?
I was fortunate enough to be at Evoke Ag a couple of years ago, and I stumbled on the team from Auctions Plus. And I said they needed to go and find the boss and they needed to bring him over to meet me because the technology we were working on had the capability to let them reach more customers. So thankfully, they did as I asked, and Angus and I struck up a conversation and were able to get a pilot started. And Angus has been working with us pretty much since the start on developing the technology to make it better for them so that they can hold their auctions on farm and make use of our connectivity.
Well, Angus, what's the value proposition for your users in your partnership with Zetify?
For us, it's a really obvious one, Lindsay. It's really around improving the quality of data on farm. Essentially, we run a number of on-farm stud sales, which require live streaming of audio and video. We had a number of clients that had requested the use of this service, but we weren't able to provide them with a solution. So when Dan kind of threw his technology or his product in front of us, we kind of leapt at the opportunity to trial it. And for us, we really wanted to, I guess, improve that connection and the quality of that connection.
Well, let's talk about that connectivity, Dan. I mean, how big a problem is connectivity in rural and regional Australia?
It's amazing, but Australia is a big country. So 2/3 of our farms have unsatisfactory connectivity. And that means that they have dropped phone calls, that they don't have access to broadband internet in the paddock. It means that they're really left behind when it comes to adopting new technologies.
Dan, I've heard a curious term used to describe your product. The term is ruggedized. What exactly does that mean?
Ruggedized simply means that it's tough. It's built for Australian farms. So one of the huge challenges in serving this market is having to replace something when it's 400 kilometres from a major centre. We don't want to ever have to do that if we can avoid it. So we go to extreme measures. We over-engineer these products and make them extremely rugged. They are ruggedized so that they can withstand the conditions, the temperature, the humidity, the vibration, the weather, the dust, everything that that you need to make something last in the Australian bush. So, yeah, we essentially fill these things with the same resin that is used to hold up concrete retaining walls. It's completely inert. And by doing that, we can make sure that they last and that they don't cause us headaches.
Angus, connectivity is so crucial for you to be able to run your sales, but there must have been a time pre-Zetavi when connectivity must have been quite hard to get. Can you take us back through the history books of the evolution of Auctions Plus through to today?
Going back 33 years, Auctions Plus first sale actually required 2 kilometres of telephone wire, a generator to run the fax machine, two ways to relay bids. So absolutely crazy times back 33 years ago, pre-internet. Fast forward to today, where connectivity and reliable connectivity is in utmost demand, essentially. And I think for us, a solution like Zetavi really delivers on that for our customers.
Now, selling digitally is an option for producers out there and for agents out there. But now we've got COVID. How has that changed your business?
COVID has had a big impact, primarily, again, on our stud sales. So we're predicting for the first 6 months of this financial year to double the number of stud sales that we do. We've got about 200% growth in online clearing sales. We've also seen about 100% growth in special sales. And those special sales are made up of sale yard interfaces and dispersal sales. So COVID has really driven the adoption curve of online technologies and online marketplaces like Auctions Plus. And the driver, I guess, is the lockdown of the borders and also potentially the concerns from the older generation of the farming community that they do not want to catch this really scary virus. So a solution like Auctions Plus is one that has met the needs of the market, and we feel pretty fortunate to be able to offer that service and to live on the legacy of the founders who started it 33 years ago.
I love the phrasing you just used there, met the needs of the market, because it reminds me, Dan, of sort of the innovation that sprouted what you've built. And it was actually a farmer, I think, in Dirranbandi who started building kind of what you've built today that inspired you. Can you take us on a bit of that story?
Absolutely. So I'm a network engineer, not a farmer. Everything I've learned about farming has been in the last 3 years by building Zetavi. But it all started 3 years ago. I was sitting in a classroom teaching students how to build wireless networks, and one of the students pointed out an article that was in the Sydney Morning Herald about a farmer in Queensland who had built his own 53-metre tower. So this is not a hills hoist with something strapped to the top of it. He'd gone to the trouble of getting an engineer and actually welding up in his own time during the rainy days a 53-metre tower. I was astounded. Why would anyone go to that level of challenge just to get Wi-Fi? So as a curious person does, I found his phone number. I called him up and put him on speaker in the classroom. It was one of the best lessons I've ever taught, in fact, when I was back in my teaching days. Andrew Seville, the farmer who had built this solution, had done it purely to get faster internet and connectivity across his farm. And I offered my services at no charge, of course, if he needed any help to set up his network. And we ended up load balancing his link live in the classroom with the students watching between Optus and Telstra. Got it all working for him. And I just kept talking to him over the coming months. And I realized that if someone was going to go to that length, there must be a massive market out there for this solution. Not everyone's going to go and build their own 50-metre tower, but I realised that if we could build something that was more accessible, that there was a real problem there that people would pay to have solved, and that's what we've set about doing.
Well, Dan, what are the next steps then for Zetavi? Are you ramping up capital? What are you doing in terms of manufacturing? What are you doing now?
Zetavi has been extremely fortunate to have lots of early adopters trial our products over the last couple of years. We've connected more than 100 farms and completed trials with Department of Primary Industries starting in the Northern Territory, from DPIRD in Western Australia and DPI in New South Wales. So we've got our technology all sorted, and now we're actually scaling up to launch it. So we're working alongside companies like Auctions Plus, like Case IH and New Holland, and we're taking our product to market. We've got an excellent team of workers and some great investors that have provided the capital needed to get to market, as well as some really good advice about how to go about it.
There was this great moment last year at Evoke Ag. Angus, I know you will have loved this quote too. Mark Allison was on stage and he talked about, for innovation to get adoption, it really needs to deliver three key things for farmers, for primary producers. It needs to save money, make money, and save time. Do you have any sense of how your partnership with Zetify delivers that?
Yeah, it's a really obvious one. In terms of saving time, literally, we know of farmers that drive to the top of hills to be able to bid on sales. So farmers are time poor, producers are time poor, and by having good quality, reliable data connected to your home, you're able to save time. In terms of saving money, the same time is money, essentially. And then to make more money, we kind of flip to the sell side. And as a seed stock producer or as a stud or a clearing sale vendor, you want to have access to the maximum number of bidders that you can. So by putting your sale online, you're able to access the market, essentially. So therefore creating more competition, which is therefore going to lead to greater profitability. So the partnership meets the needs of all three kind of Mark's key pillars of technology investment, and Mark, who is our chairman of Auctions Plus, has continually drummed that into us, whether that be in our day-to-day improvements of Auctions Plus, but also in the partners that we look to work with.
I'm going to ask you both on the spot now for a little bit of advice. What do you think, knowing how this partnership has gone, are the key ingredients for a successful deal, and what should startups do when they're seeking a partner? Dan, I'm going to start with you.
There's a few things that startups often do that lead to partnerships not working. So sorry to be negative about it, but basically don't oversell what your technology can do. You need to be really upfront about the limitations of the technology and where you're at with it. We did that with Angus and his team at the start and said, look, this is a pretty early prototype, but the response was, well, it's pretty terrible right now. If there's anything that makes it better, then we're willing to try it. So, and that's probably the way to tackle it. It's finding people whose problem is so huge that they will put up with your crappy first version and help you make it into a better second version and a great third version.
And Angus?
Yeah, I would say start small. And I think for Dan and Auctions Plus, Zetify and Auctions Plus, we really started off with a really focused problem that we were trying to solve. We had plenty of whiteboard sessions where we thought we could conquer the world like all innovative businesses do. But in reality, we kind of boiled it down to one specific core problem that we would like to solve in the short to medium term. That would be my first. And the second is actually trust the person and the business that you're partnering with. And I think for us, we've had a wonderful relationship with Dan and his team. A great example was only last week when we had a pack, which a booster pack got lost in transit, essentially, and was supposed to be delivered to one of our stud sales. We called Dan on the Friday. The stud sale that needed the pack was on the Monday, and we called Dan in a panic, and he said, yep, we've got a couple of customers up there. I'll see if we can borrow a pack from one of them. We had a pack delivered from St. George to Toowoomba. It was then picked up in Toowoomba and taken down to Warwick for the stud sale on Monday. And I think that is just kudos to the relationship and the people that we're dealing with. And I think that is absolutely foundation to any partnership.
I love that. So a good amount of trust, not overselling your product, and having a good sort of vision from the beginning. Well, I want to thank you both so much for joining me today. Angus Street, CEO of Auctions Plus, and Dan Winson, the founder of Zetify. You've both given such valuable insights and expertise today, so thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Evoke Ag podcast, which is proudly brought to you by AgriFutures. For further information, head to our website, evokeag.com, or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Until next time, have a great day.